Nanaimo City Council has unanimously approved the first two readings for rezoning to make way for a complex care home on Boxwood Road in Green Rock Industrial Park. The zoning designation of personal care facility was added to 1850 Boxwood Road was discussed during a meeting on Monday, June 16. The proposed housing is anticipated to provide 22 units of complex care housing for people who are unhoused or at risk of homelessness and have complex health challenges such as mental health issues, addictions, brain injury, chronic illness, and other disabilities. The project is a joint effort between BC Housing and Island Health, and will include 24/7 staffing. Complex care is supportive housing with additional health-related supports, explained Jennifer Fox, Vancouver Island Director with BC Housing, at this week's meeting. In terms of the staffing model, it will be for the supportive housing provider who will be operating the site, a minimum of two staff 24/7 as well as various staff who are coming and going throughout the day. Cown. Cheryl Armstrong asked about security at the site, to which Fox responded that BC Housing and Island Health are only funding security features on the property, not security personnel. In terms of security, there is no plans to have security staff on site, added Lisa Murphy, Island Health's Director of Mental Health and Substance Use for Central and North Island. We are working through the different security systems to ensure that staff and all clients are safe, so it is a conversation that is happening around what the building requires. Cown. Janice Perino asked the delegates about expected length of tenancy, job training supports, and potential alcohol and drug use at the building, while Cown. Erin Hemmons asked about how health supports in complex care compared with health supports in supportive housing. Murphy explained the Boxwood Road site is Phase 1 foot complex care, considered a lower barrier program. For those with addictions, it would serve those who want to be on a road to recovery, but it wouldn't be considered a dry facility. We've seen real successes in phase one, where people are staying long term, and that's the goal. If people could age in place in those environments and live really well in a communal environment and maybe even be eligible for long term care down the road, if that's what they require, that would be seen as a real success, Murphy said. Some people may move into market housing, but most will require long-term supports. As for health supports, she said phase one will include mental health and substance use care, and healthcare aides will visit, but won't be there 24/7. This is different from phase two supportive housing, which has those resources stationed there as a home base. Job training could be provided in phase one, but Murphy said it would depend on the level of physical complexities for the individual. It's housing, I would say, with enhancement plus supports. Following the delegations, Armstrong voiced her support to change the zoning to make way for the facility. I think complex care is needed, and because the numbers are low, I think they're manageable, and I will wait to see what happens at the public hearing, Armstrong said, but I do thank them for keeping the numbers low for people with complex issues, because I think that makes it much easier for the community to deal with, as well as staff. Cown. Ben Gesselbrocht added that complex care has been a long-standing request from the community, and he hopes it is the first of further investment, while Mayor Leonard Krog tongue-in-cheek quoted Charles Dickens, "I think the famous words of Oliver Twist apply, please sir, I want some more. It is a very good start, and I want to express gratitude to the provincial government, Island Health and BC Housing for taking this step," Krog said. "It is much needed in this community, and it is the topic on everyone's lips and continues to be. A development permit application for the site is ongoing."